Hi, welcome to the Growth Summary of Day Trading Attention by Gary Vaynerchuk. This book is a no-nonsense guide to social media marketing and content creation for business owners, entrepreneurs, and creators. The key idea? Attention is the most valuable currency, and it's always shifting. To stay ahead, you need to keep up with new platforms and trends so you can consistently create content that captures attention. Going right into rule number one, attention is everything. Sales follow attention. The best brands grow by knowing where people are looking and showing up there. Let's start with the big idea. If you don't have attention, you have nothing. You could have the best product in the world, but if nobody knows about it or cares, then you won't sell anything. That's why Gary V calls attention the most valuable currency in marketing today. If you get it, then you have a shot at selling. But if you miss it, then you're invisible, no matter what else you do. The book opens with a perfect example. A guy named Nathan Apodaca, aka @dogface on TikTok, he was just riding his longboard to work at a potato factory in Idaho, sipping orange spray cranberry juice, and lip-syncing to a Fleetwood Mac song. It was a simple video, no big production, but it blew up. That TikTok he shot on his phone got 2 million views the first day and eventually passed 90 million people. It changed Nathan's life. Sponsorships, millions of followers, even a music collaboration with Snoop Dogg. But here's what's wild. Ocean Spray sales spiked. And that song from the 1970s hit the top of the iTunes charts again. All because of one relatable, authentic moment that captured people's attention. Social media isn't what it used to be. Now, Gary Vaynerchuk is the CEO of VaynerMedia, a creative social media agency and a New York Times bestselling author. He's known for his energetic style and his no BS advice. And he's also a public speaker and was an early investor in major platforms like Facebook and Twitter. Back in 2009, when Gary wrote his first book, Crush It, people still questioned if social media even mattered. Today, everyone knows they need to be on it, but most people are doing it wrong. The platforms are constantly evolving, so what worked in 2018 doesn't work today. And that's why Gary says you can't just be on social media. You have to actually understand how attention works on it right now. Today, brand relevance is even more important than a call to action. People buy stuff that means something to them. And that's why Nathan's cranberry juice video worked. He didn't say buy Ocean Spray at the end, but people rushed out to do that. Why? Because they felt the vibe, they felt connected, and the product became part of the moment, part of that culture. The new rules of modern marketing. So Gary V introduces six key ingredients for marketing in today's world. Don't worry, he breaks them down more later in this book, but here's a quick preview. First, developing your cohorts. Know exactly who you're talking to. Being very specific about this will allow you to make content that grabs people and stands out. Second, understanding platform culture. Study the vibe of each platform and what's trending with your target audience. Third, being strategic with content. You want to pay attention to what actually works today, like the hooks, the video length, the thumbnails, etc., that the algorithm is showing to you. Fourth, amplifying what works. This is about taking your best performing organic content and turning that into paid ads. Fifth, producing commercials. It's about turning your top performing ideas into higher production videos, like funny skits. And six, analyzing feedback. Using feedback and data to constantly improve your next content. Gary gives an example of a kids' clothing brand that's targeting two groups of people, moms in their 30s and girl dads. What he would do first is go on TikTok, search girl dad, and then study the content that's already working for this group. You want to look at the trends, the humor, the emotions. This is your blueprint for creating content that gets attention. So here's a quick summary of rule one. Attention is the foundation of marketing. Without it, nothing else matters. So this book is about going where the attention is now. Social media success is about understanding both your audience and the culture of each platform. Start by knowing who you're talking to and what they're paying attention to. The best marketing makes your brand feel relevant, not pushy. Now, I'll connect this to another book. In Traffic Secrets, the author Russell Brunson talks about building a Dream 100 list. That's a list of the top 100 creators or influencers in your niche on each platform. You study them not just for inspiration, but to reverse engineer their success and possibly collaborate. Let's say you're selling a course on building muscle for men and want to use Instagram. Well, then first you'd make a list of the top 100 fitness influencers in this area. You probably already would know a few, so you follow their content, their accounts, and then Instagram's algorithm will start suggesting more similar people to you. You can also search keywords like six-pack abs and look at the top results. Study what the top creators are posting about, their content formats, their video length, etc. So the message in that book is very similar to Gary Vee, which is to stop guessing, start modeling what's already working. And to learn more about that, check out our summary of Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. And now, rule number two, find underpriced attention. Win at marketing by showing up early on platforms where attention is high and competition is low. Gary Vee's entire marketing philosophy can be boiled down to this. Go where attention is high but competition is currently low. That's what he calls underpriced attention. It's where you get the most views, clicks, and brand recognition for the least amount of time, effort, or money. And this is the real reason the book is called Day Trading Attention. Just like a stock trader may look for undervalued companies, you're looking for undervalued platforms. Places where people are watching, scrolling, and engaging, but not that many creators or brands have shown up yet. TikTok was the obvious example from the last few years. When it first was blowing up in 2019, Gary Vee jumped in early and started posting like crazy. Many other people were dismissing it as just being for teens. Meanwhile, he built a massive audience with very little effort or advertising spend. And this isn't a new idea. We always have new formats. It was the same story with email marketing in the 1990s, or Google Ads back when clicks were 10 cents each. These gold mines don't stay cheap forever, but the earlier you get in, the better you'll do. Even before the internet, underpriced attention existed. In the early days of radio and TV, ads were dirt cheap and very effective. And that's why Gary argues that attention is all about supply and demand. The fewer people creating content on a platform, the easier it is to stand out and be seen. You don't even need to create content that is that good. But once everyone shows up, the cost of attention rises. Just like in real estate, the best deals are gone fast. And that's why Gary keeps trying new things, and why he's always yelling about whatever's next, whether it's YouTube Shorts, TikTok, now even Threads. Because he knows the next big opportunity is never wherever everyone is already looking. Funny enough, Gary believes that even a $7 million Super Bowl ad is underpriced, not because it's cheap, but because the attention you get during and after the game is enormous. So this is all about the value of the eyeballs you're paying for. Don't blame the algorithm, adapt instead. If your content isn't performing like it used to on a certain platform, don't panic. Gary says you're probably not shadow banned. You're just playing on a more crowded field than before. As a platform matures, like Instagram, the supply of content becomes massive, but the demand doesn't keep up. It's simple economics. And also people are shifting their attention to new places, like TikTok. The goal of every platform is to keep users engaged longer. So if your content isn't performing, it's not a shadow ban, it's just not hitting the mark. What's the solution? Get flexible. Try new formats. Test fresh angles. Speak to a specific person. Gary Vee himself went from wine tips to business content to motivational clips. So it's not about changing who you are, it's about evolving with the platforms to stay relevant. One of his tips is the 20% rule. Even if something is working for you right now, use 20% of your time to experiment. Try a new trend, a new style, a new type of content, or even a new platform. That way, you won't get left behind when the current wave you're riding on dies out. So here's a summary of lesson two. Underpriced attention equals huge reach for little cost. It's where the real wins happen, so get in early. The first wave always gets the best exposure. Now, if your content views have dropped, you probably haven't been shadow banned. Simple supply and demand can explain it. So stay flexible, test new formats, and follow where attention is heading. Use that 20% rule to always be trying something new while you're doubling down on what's working now. Now here's a connection. In the book Measure What Matters, we get an inside look at how Google and YouTube work. A few chapters highlight how top leaders at YouTube run that platform. And it shows how, over time, their number one key performance indicator, or KPI, has become watch time. That means the top priority for thousands of engineers in YouTube is keeping people on the platform as long as possible. So you can read more about that in our summary of Measure What Matters. And that brings us to rule number three, everything is TikTok now. Social media has changed. The algorithm doesn't care how many followers you have, only whether your content is engaging. Social media used to reward you for building a big following. The more followers you had, the more people saw your posts, but not anymore. Thanks to TikTok, we've shifted to a content-first model. So now, each post gets judged on its own by the algorithm. You could have 10 followers and still get a million views if the content is good. Experts call this shift the move from the social graph to the interest graph. Instead of showing you posts from people you follow, platforms are now showing you more content based on what you are interested in, based on your behavior. TikTok's For You page kicked this trend off, and now everyone's copying it, including Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, Facebook, even LinkedIn. It's what Gary Vee calls the TikTokification of social media. What does this mean for creators and brands? Well, the good news is you don't need a big audience anymore to get started. A single great piece of content can go viral, as we saw in that example at the beginning. And this gives small businesses and new creators a huge opportunity. You don't need an established brand or a massive budget, because you're competing based on quality and creativity, and that's measured by simply how much people want to keep watching your content. And that's why Gary believes influencer-based brands like Mr. Beast, who makes Feastables chocolate, or Emma Chamberlain, who makes Chamberlain coffee, they could soon become major threats to legacy companies, because they know how to win attention, and that's becoming as important as the product itself. Now, what's the challenge with this new trend? Well, every post is a fresh test, so you can't rely on established followers to carry your weak content anymore. In this new world, you could have a million followers and your next post may only get 3,000 views. So you have to keep on creating stuff that people actually want to watch and whatever the algorithm is rewarding today. So how do you know what works? You let the data guide you. Every platform now gives you analytics, views, watch time, comments, shares. So that's your feedback loop. You post a bunch of things, you look at the data, learn from it, and improve for the next few attempts. Rinse and repeat. And that's how your marketing gets better. Instead of spending millions on focus groups to create one perfect ad, modern marketers and branders post dozens of pieces of content to see what hits and double down on what works. Summary of this rule: social media now rewards engaging content, not just big followings. Thanks to TikTok, every platform is shifting to this interest-based algorithm. So you don't need an audience, you need a great post. So you should treat every post like a test, let the data improve your next piece of content, and guide your strategy. Let me connect this to another book, $100 Million Leads by Alex Hormozi. He's a popular creator who teaches business and sales. So while Gary Vee focuses on chasing attention across new platforms, Hormozi's strategy is about capturing that attention and turning it into something you can control more, which is an email list. His approach is simple. Offer something valuable on social media, like a free guide or report, in exchange for someone's email. Then, use email to stay in touch, build trust, and increase the chances they'll eventually buy. As Hormozi writes, a person who pays with their time now is more likely to pay with their money later, end quote. And you can read more from him in our summary of $100 Million Leads by Alex Hormozi. That brings us to rule number 4, volume beats perfection. The biggest mistake people make is not posting enough. The more you post, the faster you learn, the better your content becomes. According to Gary Vee, the number one biggest mistake creators and small businesses make is simply not posting enough. Gary Vee recommends posting 4 to 5 times a day per platform, and you do that for at least 100 days to maximize your chances of hitting on something that resonates. His advice is don't overthink it, just get started. Think of it like going to the gym. You go in and you feel intimidated, but if you just start with the basic exercise, then you can learn and improve over time. In the same way, you start creating content now, and you'll figure out the details and nuances of each platform as you go. Quantity leads to quality. More content means more feedback, which means you improve faster. It's kind of like practicing tennis 5 times a week versus just 1 time a week. The more reps you get in, the quicker you'll get good. And this reminds me of Arnold Schwarzenegger's motto, which is that everything is reps, reps, reps. Basically, that means no matter how talented you are, you still have to put in the work to become really great, like he did with bodybuilding and acting. Now, most people worry that if they post too much, they'll start to annoy their audience. But here's the truth. Gary Vee says, because there's so much content out there, most of your audience doesn't even see everything you post. So even if some of your posts get fewer views, your overall reach will be so much higher simply because you're putting out more content. And this volume approach also helps you adapt faster to changing social media trends, which are shifting all the time. Now, after you hit publish, your job isn't done. That's where post-creative strategy comes in. This is all about studying the response to your content, learning from your audience, and using that data to improve future posts. So the key here is not just posting a lot, but making sure to learn from each post. So to do that, you want to pay attention to your analytics and comments. Did people watch the whole video? Or did they drop off after 5 seconds? Are there repeated questions or criticisms? Use this data to tweak your next posts. Now, back in the day, companies would spend thousands of dollars on newspaper ads without knowing how they performed. Today, we can post a video and see exactly how it did, like how many seconds and minutes people watched for, where they dropped off, how many comments each video gets, shares, and more. Gary's agency, VaynerMedia, even has a dedicated staff called Post-Creative Strategies who do nothing but analyze the comments and data after a post goes live, because this is so valuable to improve your marketing over time. To summarize this rule, post more often. The more you post, the higher your chances of finding content that resonates. Gary Vee recommends 4 to 5 times per day. Listen and adapt. Use analytics and comments to understand what works and what doesn't. That brings us to rule number 5. Document, don't overthink. Instead of trying to make perfect content, just share your thoughts and journey. People connect with authenticity. One of the biggest roadblocks for creators and brands is overthinking content. Gary Vee's advice is simple. Stop worrying about being polished. Instead of trying to craft the perfect post, just document your process, your thoughts, or journey, because people connect with what's real and relatable. He says big brands are often the worst at this. They get stuck because they're too rigid, obsessed with staying on brand and making everything, every post look perfect. But that old mindset doesn't work anymore. The new way is to be more consumer-centric, and that means paying attention to what kind of content resonates now with your audience and adapting to give them that. Gary Vee breaks down some formats that are working now. These are some of the content types that are working right now, and they tend to feel real, spontaneous, and engaging. First, we have selfie videos. To do this, open your phone camera and share a quick thought, even while you're walking or doing something else. Think about common advice you may tell your clients or something you strongly believe in. This is a very simple format that makes content creation fast and very personal, so it's great for building a connection with your audience. Next are skits. Creating a short, relatable scenario that ties into your business and topic. One person can even play multiple characters in this skit just by changing outfits and cutting between two people. These are funny, memorable, and they don't need a big production. Another one is two things at once. This is about combining two unrelated actions to make your content more dynamic. Kind of like the Hot Ones show where guests eat spicy wings while being interviewed, or creators who talk while doing makeup, which is a very popular format. A local business could film videos with the staff tasting new menu ideas. Next are street interviews. It's about just walking up to people and asking them a question related to your business. It's natural, spontaneous, and people love the unpredictability of what the stranger will say. For example, The Muse, which is a finance-related publisher, they asked random people, "What do you do?" and then, "What's your salary?" and created content that's both relatable and insightful. Next are reposts. This is a little bit different, but you can double the impact of your content simply by taking a post that performed well on one platform and adapting it for another. Creators and brands often do this by turning a successful tweet into an image post for Instagram and other places. Now, if you're in B2B, that's business to business, you want to not just push your product with your content. Instead, think like you're running a magazine for your industry. So you want to share content your audience finds genuinely valuable, not just sales pitches for what you sell. One of Gary's top tips for B2B is to start a podcast and invite key decision makers from your industry. By doing this, you can build relationships along the way, and you also get a ton of content you can cut up into clips and then share as short form videos. So to summarize this lesson, document, don't overthink. Share your thoughts and process instead of trying to craft perfect content. People connect more with the authenticity anyway. Use quick, effective formats. Try out these ones we talked about, like selfie videos, skits, street interviews, multitasking videos, and reposts. And if you're doing B2B, think more like a magazine. Publish podcasts and articles that people in your industry would find fascinating, and then they'll find your product along the way. Next is rule number 6, know your target cohorts. Define exactly who you want to reach, speak directly to one type of person to keep your content sharp. So before you make any content, the first step is to ask yourself, who do I want to reach? Most people think of this in simple terms, like age, gender, job title. But Gary Vee says to dig deeper. Think about their interests, hobbies, subcultures they belong to, influencers they follow. The more specific you get, the sharper and more relevant your content will be. Gary calls this approach cohorts with teeth. So instead of a vague target like 18 to 35-year-old males, narrow it down to something like 24 to 30-year-old males living in New York who love baseball. The goal is to create content that feels like it's made for one specific person, not a vague group. Let's talk about some more tips for this. Cohorts are dynamic. Adjust as you go. Don't assume your first definition will be perfect. You can start by defining a few specific cohorts, but stay flexible. Once you start posting, look at your data. If your content isn't hitting, try adjusting your cohort. Maybe go broader or try a more niche angle. Pay attention to the numbers and be willing to adapt. And sometimes you discover new cohorts along the way. For example, maybe you create a tax advice video aimed at small business owners, but the data shows a lot of side hustlers are watching it too. Well, that means you just found a new cohort to target. How to understand your customer. Back in the day, Gary learned this lesson firsthand while he was selling baseball cards. As a teenager, he'd set up a table at shows, but instead of just waiting for customers to come in, he'd walk around and listen to what the buyers were talking about. If he heard people raving about a certain player, then he'd make sure to highlight those cards on his table. He later used the same strategy with Wine Library TV. That was an online video channel he made for his family wine store. So he would go and hang out in online wine forums. And in that way, he would figure out what wines people were now excited about. And then he would adjust his content accordingly. Today, social media works in a similar way. You go out and you listen a lot, and then you learn and adapt. So your content needs to match the culture of your audience. Like a 20-year-old hip-hop fan in the city talks a lot differently than a 50-year-old hunter in the Midwest, or a 37-year-old IT manager. So you have to know how your audience communicates, what they care about, and what's trending to them. For example, when the Barbie movie was a hot topic, Wendy's joined the trend by posting a strawberry frosting with a Barbie hashtag. Or how McDonald's creates Happy Meals for the big movies of the season, whether it's Minecraft, Jurassic Park, or Pokemon. And you don't just have to guess what your audience wants. You can go find out what is resonating today by using searches, polls, and surveys. For example, if you ran a car dealership, you could go on TikTok and search for car-related content. You might notice that videos about car buying red flags are getting a lot of engagement. Well, that's a great sign to create similar content yourself. Another way to learn what your audience or cohort wants is to just ask them. Use polls or questions to gather insights and boost engagement. Gary did this with his hashtag AskGaryVee series, where people sent him questions through social media, and he turned those questions into content. Not only did it help him understand his audience better, but it also kept people invested. So to summarize this rule, define specific cohorts, go beyond age and gender, include interests and habits, speak directly to one type of person to keep your content sharp, then adjust as you go. Start with a few narrow cohorts, but be ready to adapt your targeting based on feedback. Also use polls and questions so your audience can tell you what they want to see next. Rule number 7 is know each platform's culture. The same message won't work everywhere. Make your content fit each platform's unique vibe and culture. The biggest mistake most brands make on social media is posting the same content everywhere. A good LinkedIn post isn't the same as a good TikTok video. Each platform has its unique culture, tone, and way of engaging. So to get good results, you need to tailor your content to fit the platform's vibe. Think of it like how you act in different social settings. You're not the same person at a job interview as you are at a backyard barbecue. Social media is the same. There are different environments. So Gary breaks down some platform-specific strategies of how to approach each major platform. First, TikTok. This one is all about light, casual, and spontaneous content. Most important thing is to hook attention in the first 3 seconds. Also important to use trending sounds, and you can make it feel unpolished. Call out to your audience directly and keep it fun above all. Next is Instagram. This platform offers a wide range of content types, including photos, carousels, reels, and stories. And that makes it feel kind of like a modern media portal. People choose what kind of content they want to consume. So you want to experiment with different formats that it offers to reach diverse audience segments. And here you want to keep your visuals more polished because the competition is higher and that's what people expect. Next, we have X, which is formerly Twitter. This is like the internet's town square. It's fast-paced and opinion-driven. Posting frequently, even 10 to 20 times per day, is a great strategy. So you want to join trending conversations and use short, punchy text to capture attention. So this is a great platform to understand what people in your industry are talking about and to begin networking relationships. Next is LinkedIn, a professional and more business-focused platform, which makes it ideal for many B2B products and services. There's a strong emphasis on personal branding, so here you can share your insights, thought leadership, and industry updates while maintaining a more formal tone. Even here, personal profiles tend to perform better than company pages, so it's useful to post content on both of them. Next, we have Facebook, which is still the largest social network with 3 billion users. It continues to thrive with groups, community, and local connections, and skews toward a slightly older audience. This platform is great for local businesses and even politicians. A few years ago, organic reach was dead, but now it has come back through a new algorithm, and especially for their video, short-form videos, which they call Facebook Reels. Next is YouTube, which is built for longer, more thoughtful content, but also has shorts for quick engagement. You can make your visuals and editing a bit more polished compared to TikTok. Treat your videos not like an ad, but more like a series or a show that people can watch and binge watch. And this is why Gary Vee's first project succeeded, Wine Library TV, which began almost at the same time that YouTube did. It was always run as a wine review show and not just a series of commercials for the wines sold in his dad's store. Now, Google owns YouTube and search is big on the platform, so you also want to optimize for search with a title that includes a phrase that people are searching for. Next is Snapchat. This is more casual and personal, focused on direct messaging and temporary content. It's good for reaching younger audiences or local customers because you can target by zip code, but not ideal for professional branding. So this is a secondary platform compared to the others mentioned, but does have interesting features like stories and geo-targeted ads. Now some general advice for applies to any platform. You want to use native features. In general, you want to make your content feel native to the platform. That can mean using in-app editing tools or something like CapCut, which is made by TikTok's creators. You want to create content that matches what is currently popular and tap into current trends. Now, platforms often push their newest features to encourage adoption, so jumping on those early gives you a big advantage. For example, when YouTube Shorts launched, videos on that format saw a massive boost because YouTube wanted to quickly compete with TikTok. So you want to optimize your profile, keep it clean and well organized, make sure people immediately see what you do and who you're for. On many platforms, you can pin your best post to the top. And you also want to update your biography, and don't be afraid to include some of your personality. It humanizes your brand. So to summarize this rule, tailor your content. Different platforms have different vibes and culture, so you want to adjust your content accordingly to match the popular formats and styles. Be flexible, stay on top of new features, and experiment with what you see working now. And this will always be very different for TikTok, which is about light fun, than for another platform like LinkedIn, where people are more in a business mindset. Now we have rule number 8, organic first, paid second. Test a lot of content organically first, see what resonates with your audience, and then scale your reach with paid. One of Gary Vee's core principles is to test your content organically before spending money on ads. Amplify what works. So this idea is simple. You try out lots of ideas for free to see what clicks with your audience. And then you amplify the winners by running them as paid ads. So the goal here is to maximize reach while minimizing risk. You're putting your money only behind the content that's already shown that it can work and be engaging to people. If you're a small business, don't throw big money at ads right away. Start with that organic content, and once you find something that works, put a small budget behind it. You can make some minor adjustments, like adding a call to action at the end of and then promoting it as an ad. And keep an eye on the metrics like sales, leads, or engagement. Use those insights to improve your next round of ads. Some good news is that algorithms now do more of the ad targeting for you. Instead of trying to manually define your audience, you now just create engaging content and ads, and the platform figures out who is most interested in your product. The new algorithm-driven approach has even come to advertising. So you're no longer forcing everybody to watch a certain ad like TV commercials did. Instead, you're incentivized to create an ad that people actually want to watch or click, because the platform will then naturally push it to more similar users. Now make sure to keep your ads fresh. If you had an ad strategy that used to work but is now fading on a platform like Facebook, the problem is often ad fatigue. That means your audience has simply seen the same ad too often. The solution is to create 10 times as many variations. So you keep the core message, but you change the hook, maybe the visuals or angle, to keep it fresh. Now here are some more advanced strategies: bigger commercials, mascots, and collectibles. Once you have an ad that is working well, you can expand that idea into higher production strategies, like a more polished commercial. Gary Vee highlights new opportunities like connected TV ads or CTV ads on platforms like Hulu. Right now, they're relatively cheap, kind of like early TV commercials were. You can run your commercial on underpriced channels, and that can give you a big boost without spending a fortune. Also consider using a mascot to make your brand memorable, like Duolingo's Green Owl. A mascot can start as something simple, like using a dynamic TikTok video filter to put your eyes and mouth on a product. And if people love it, then you can invest in a puppet or a costume. The mascot strategy worked amazing for big brands a few decades ago, but they seem to have forgotten it. Gary Vee believes it's going to make a big comeback soon. And also collectibles. These tap into nostalgia and fandom. For example, a brand that makes protein bars for young men could create a limited edition trading card featuring a popular gamer or influencer in that demographic. These little extras can cost a little, but make your brand feel a lot more relevant for that cohort. To summarize this rule, test organically first, post a lot, see what works, then amplify the best content with ads. Promote content that already resonates, not just what you think will work. So begin with a modest budget and increase as you learn. And turn your proven winners into higher production commercials, mascots, and collectibles. This can help you expand your reach into new channels and make your brand more memorable and relevant. And now rule number 9, local business strategies. Stay ahead of competition by embracing new platforms and staying ahead of shifting consumer habits. Let's wrap up this summary by exploring some strategies and advice Gary has to offer local businesses. Engage with the new marketing channels. So in the early days of online marketing, people didn't believe in Google AdWords, and they were just sticking to Yellow Pages. Later, they did the same when Facebook ads came around. They said, we'll just stick to Google ads because that's what works. The lesson here is don't put all your eggs in the basket, especially when there are fading mediums and formats. Sometimes the value of new channels doesn't show up right away, but getting in early can make a big difference later. For certain businesses like emergency type services, people still turn to Google when they need help, like to find a plumber or a locksmith. But younger audiences are increasingly using TikTok as a search engine and other platforms, even for services like locksmiths. So Gary says it's smart, even for a locksmith, to post 60 or more pieces of content on social media, because the consumer shift is happening again, from Google to platforms like TikTok. Don't dismiss indirect or delayed ROI. Local businesses often hesitate to invest in the newer platforms because they want to see immediate sales results. But Gary Vee warns against dismissing a certain channel just because it doesn't show instant ROI. Remember that some marketing impacts are indirect. Someone might see your content online and not buy immediately, but when they need your product a few weeks later, your brand is top of mind. So instead of measuring every single post's ROI, look at your overall revenue trends to see if your strategy is working. Team up with local micro-influencers. One of the best ways for local businesses to grow is by partnering with local micro-influencers. These are people who are popular in your city or neighborhood, and they can help you build community and credibility. Start by searching social media for your city to find local personalities. Then, invite them to host an event, a meet and greet, or a live demonstration inside your store. So this is a great way to attract new customers and build a local following. Now, what about AI? As AI changes how people search, building a recognizable brand becomes even more crucial, says Gary Vee. In the future, people might just tell their AI assistant what they want to order. So your goal should be to be the brand they think of first. So they will say, order me Starbucks, instead of just order me iced coffee, which could send that order to many different stores. Let's summarize the final rule here. Don't dismiss new platforms. Immediate ROI isn't the only measure of success. Think longer term. Younger audiences are using platforms like TikTok to search, so you want to be ahead of the curve, not catching up later. Partner with local influencers. Get new people in your store by teaming up with popular local creators and community figures. Okay, that's all for this book summary, and I'll see you in the next one.